You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Arsenal have stuttered slightly, Derek, with below-par performances against Bayern Munich firstly and Tottenham. Away form in the Premier League, though, has been strong. They've won 10, drawn 1 and lost 1 in their last 12 away from the Emirates. And this is a fixture they have dominated in the past.
They have. It's a long time since they lost there, isn't it? I think they've won 3 and drawn 2 of the last 5 visits there. But they've got a lot of injury problems, as you say. There's talk that their main defender, Koscielny, is still traumatised by what happened in Paris last weekend. There are reasons to oppose them, but I've always said that when Arsenal go away to teams like West Brom and Newcastle and Swansea, and I keep opposing them and I keep ending up skint. But once it's two, is anyone going to back them at that price to win at West Brom? I mean, we know what West Brom are going to be setting up. I mean, the big fail in West Brom this season is their home form, when they've been shipping goals, totally unlike a Tony Pulis side away from home. Yeah, you know what to expect from them. I've got a feeling he'll set them up like an away team this weekend, because Arsenal will have most of the ball anyway. He'll be allowed to do that. The fans won't get on too much on their back because they expect it anyway. I'm just not sure about Arsenal. I'm not backing them at 1-2 here. I'm tempted by West Brom at 11-2. And, the old 5-1, 11-2 mark, there's plenty of them dotting the coupon this weekend. But I'll go for West Brom with a goal start, again around the 11-8 mark, 6-4 mark.
West Brom plus 1 for Derek is in the market, 8-5 here with William Hill. West Brom plus a goal in this game. Under 2.5 goals, by the way, if you fancy West Brom to keep it tight. That's even money. They've had a habit, West Brom, of either keeping a clean sheet or conceding 2 or 3. There's been no in-between for West Brom recently.
No, there hasn't, has there? I mean, I was just looking at the defensive record at home while Derek was talking there, and they allow 14 shots on their goal per home game, which is much higher than you'd expect. And Arsenal are the best team away from home in terms of shots on goal. They average 18 shots on goal a match, not all on target, of course. So, you've got one of the worst teams in terms of allowing shots on the goal and the best in terms of having them. It'd be interesting to see what happens with Sanchez. We mentioned earlier in the podcast about, resting players. There's been a lot of talk about Wenger resting Sanchez. Can you really afford to do that? I'm not so sure, but he is the kind of player who will play every single game he possibly can. I was just looking through I know this is old hat, but you look through the injury list for Arsenal, and there's players that you forget even play for them.
Yeah.
Rizicki.
Yeah. Well, has he ever been off the treatment table in
Welbeck.
All the time there?
Welbeck, remember?
Yeah.
Remember he signed for them? No, seriously, though.
Yeah, I do, yeah. It's
unbelievable.
Weird, isn't it?
Walcott always in the treatment room. I mean, I reckon the treatment room must be absolutely beautiful. It'll be like a spa, won't it? Or like there'll be like maidens, mopping their brows and like bathing them in milk. Akpom, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Ramsey, Rizicki, Sanogo, Szczesny, Walcott, Welbeck, Wilshere and Zelalem, maybe not him, Koscielny the doubt. I mean, that's almost a team there you could put out. But I think they'll get the job done. They're flat-track bullies, aren't they, Arsenal? I think they'll find a way here. Really, really amazed by the amount of goals that West Brom are scoring and conceding at home. They conceded 3 to Chelsea at home, 3 to Everton, 3 to Leicester. In between there, they had a 0-0 draw against Southampton and a 1-0 against Sunderland. So it's kind of like they do the right thing by the manager, and he must let them off the hook a little bit in training. And then the next week, they go mad. Whereas Arsenal scored 3 at Swansea, 3 at Watford, 5 at Leicester. They are flying away from home at the moment. Just looking back at the matches at the Hawthorns, not very high scoring. 1-0 to Arsenal the last time they went there, when Welbeck scored, actually. It was 1-1 the season before there, where another injury player, Wilshere, scored the only goal for Arsenal. Rizicki scored the 2 before that. So if you follow this, they shouldn't score, because only injured players managed to get goals there. But I'm going to say it's going to be another open one, because Arsenal only know that way of playing. And I'm going to go for bit of a bet that's landed a few times this season in Arsenal games, especially away games, and that's Arsenal to win and both teams to score.
12-5.
Yeah, it's a massive difference between the 1-2 and the 12-5. And let's not forget that West Brom have got goal scorers in their ranks. Whatever you think of them, Berahino and Rondon, I think, are a decent partnership. I like Rondon a lot. Both big prices, both 14-5 to score at any time in this match, by the way.
It's one of those as well, that 12-5 will look bigger if Koscielny doesn't play.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
Because he is integral at the back for them.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah.
I think they've got some good forward players, West Brom. Probably not as many good defenders as they would like.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.